The city is undertaking what it is calling a sustainable parking management study to make parking an asset, not a barrier for the downtown. The city's community development coordinator, Doug Clark, says the study will look at the parking supply and demand, as well as how the city manages its parking.
The other thing that drove the immediate need for the study is we just got done spending a lot of money in the rehabilitation of our McKay Street garage. And some of that money was grant money through Mass Works. And actually, the funding agency wanted to make sure that we had a sustainable parking management strategy to make sure that we had the revenues to keep our parking structures in good repair, so we wouldn't have to undergo as an expensive rehabilitation in the future as the one we just went.
The city currently has two municipal parking structures, one on McKay Street and one on Columbus Avenue, along with open surface lots. Both structures are set back from North and South Streets, the heart of the downtown area. A majority of the parking spots along North Street are only restricted by an hourly limit posted on signs, not metered. Clark says on-street metered parking will be looked at.
Improve the efficiency and of the spaces that we have. So, you know, for instance, if there's the available spaces right in front of the stores get filled up by employees or people that are just parking there all day and there's no turnover, then those spaces aren't available for customers. So the having a pay system generates turnover on those spaces.
The $75,000 study is being conducted by Nelson Nygaard Consulting Associates, which has done work in cities across the country, including Northampton. Clark says the study will also take a look at the simple things, like making sure people are aware of available parking.
For people that aren't as familiar with the city, that are coming into town, we want to make sure we have good signage and that gets them to the parking garage and available surface lots. So it's that kind of wayfinding. And again, there's phone and web apps that some municipalities have to assist with that.
The city has put together an 18-member parking committee in an effort to get input from downtown business owners. Downtown Pittsfield Incorporated represents downtown businesses, organizations, and residents and is on the committee. Executive Director Pam Tobin says a recent increase in people living in the downtown area also plays a role in the area's parking outlook.
You know, we're not having any problems leasing up, units for people that want to live in downtown. As soon as new units come online, they're being, filled almost instantly. But at the same time, you need to be able to provide ample parking for people.
Clark says everything on the table is being looked at as the study is in its data collection phase.
A lot of studies that have been done, and that's not to say that's where we're going to end up, but a lot of studies in municipalities have found out that while there's a perceived lack of supply, it's actually, again, goes back to the utilization.
A link to the parking survey where residents can share their experiences of parking downtown and provide suggestions for improvements is available at WAMC.org. An open house providing information and seeking further public input is scheduled for December 5th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Colonial Theater. Another public meeting will be held in early 2014 to present initial plans resulting from the study and the public response. The city hopes to have a final report available in the spring. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.